感觉说啊，我们只要唱诗赞美啊，这个享受神的恩典的这个就已经足够了。
Oftentimes I feel it is sufficient just to sing praises and hymns to Him.
尤其当我们在灵里面这样饱足时，我都觉得讲话是多余的。
And I really feel any words are just not necessary. We're so satisfied in our spirit.
但是呢。好像我们的聚会如果不交通一点主的话呢，好像也 缺了点什么、
啊。Yet it seems like it lacks something when we don't share something in the Word of God.
所以早晨呢，人就愿意和弟兄姊妹就着主的话语有一点点交通。
Therefore, this morning I still would like to share something from the Word of God with you.
那么我要和弟兄姊妹们呢，继续来看这个属灵的生活。
And this morning I would like to continue to share with you about spiritual lives.
那么今天早晨呢，我们要讲到公义的生活。
And this morning I'd like to share about life of righteousness.
我想请弟兄姊妹哈，能有一点的忍耐，跟我一同来读一些主的话语。
I ask for your forbearance to go through certain passages with me.
因为圣经中啊，关于公义的这些圣经节非常的多。
Because there are quite a lot of scriptures talking about the righteousness of God.
我想呢，我们就从其中呢选一些重要的，我们稍微读一下。
So let's select some of them and we read them together.
那么。当然我这个话有语病啊，不是其他的都不重要啊。
And it doesn't mean that all the other scriptures are not important.
那么就是为了今天早晨我们说要交通的，我们读一些圣经。
But I'd like to share some that's relevant to my sharing this morning.
我们请弟兄姊妹看诗篇第十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 11.
我希望每个弟兄姊妹的手中都有圣经，好不好？
And I hope...
盼望逐日早晨啊，大家都带圣经来，并且呢，那么练习翻圣经啊。
And I hope each one of you have a Bible with you and bring it to Sunday meeting and learn how to turn to the certain passages.
诗篇十一篇第七节。
Psalm chapter 11, Psalms 11, verse 7.
因为耶和华是公义的，他喜爱公义，正直人必得见他的面。
For the Lord is righteous, he loves justice, upright men will see his face.
生命记
Deuteronomy
生命记第六章
Chapter 6
生命记第六章第二十五节
Verse 25
我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行这就是我们的义了
And if we are careful to obey all this law before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us, that will be our righteousness.
耶利米书第三十三章
Jeremiah chapter 33
耶利米书第三十三章第十五节和十六节
Verses 15 and 16
当那日子那时候我必使大卫公义的苗裔长起来他必在地上施行公平和公义在那日子犹大必得救耶路撒冷必安然居住他的名必称为耶和华我们的义
In those days and at that time I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line He will do what is just and right in the landIn those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord our righteousness.
以赛亚书第三十二章
Isaiah chapter 32.
以赛亚书第三十二章第十六节和十七节
Verses 16
and 17. 那时公平要居在旷野，公义要居在肥田。公义的果效必是平安，公义的效验必是平稳，直到永远。
Justice will dwell in a desert, and righteousness live in a fertile field. The fruit of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever.
以赛亚书第六十四章。
Isaiah chapter 64.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽 好像风把我们吹去。
All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteousness acts like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away.
新约罗马书
Romans chapter 3
罗马书第三章
Romans chapter
3第十节
Verse 10
罗马书第三章第十节，就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个也没有。
As it is written, there's no one righteous, not even one.
他说二十一节到二十六节。
Verses 21 through 26.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
But now a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes from faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all who have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Him as a sacrifice of atonement. Through faith in His blood, He did this to demonstrate His justice, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.He did it to demonstrate this, his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
第六章第十六节
Romans chapter 6, verse 16.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。
Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness?
使徒行传第七章
Acts chapter 7
使徒行传第七章第五十二节
Verse 52
哪一个先知不是你们祖宗逼迫呢？他们也把预先传说那义者要来的人杀了，如今你们又把那义者卖了杀了。
Was there ever a prophet your fathers did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one, and now you have betrayed and murdered him.
林前哥林多前书第一章
First Corinthians chapter 1
第三十节
Verse 30
哥林多前书第一章第三十节但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
第二十九节
Verse 29
你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him.
第三章第七节
Chapter 3, verse 7
小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous.
我们最后看提摩太后书。
Second Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第八节。
Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 8.
提 提后第四章第八节，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
我们从圣经里面可以很清楚地看见，
and we can all see very clearly from the scriptures,
神启示他的自己是公义的神，
that God had revealed himself to be righteous God.
我们晓得公义是神的本性，
that righteousness is God's nature.
也是神行事的一个法则，
it is also the way that he does things.
就他行事的方法和行事的路就是公义，
it is his way, his method.
当我们讲到这个义的这个字的时候，
when we speak of the word righteousness,
弟兄姊妹们，在无论在英文或中文里面啊，
and brothers and sisters, whether it is in a Chinese version,
它都包含了这样的意思在里面，
or English version, it encompasses the same meaning.
就是义呢，就是做对的事情。
That righteousness is to do something that is right.
啊，做合宜的事情，做合理的事情。
It is something that is reasonable.
啊，这是我们神的本性。
And that is our God's nature.
也是我们神行事的一个法则。
And that is also the principle by which He works.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。唯有有公义，
Only by righteousness,
才有真正的正直，才有真正的公平。
Can there be true justice and uprightness?
所以也可以说义呢，就是公正直公平的一个根。
And in other words, righteousness is the root for all justice and uprightness.
先知以赛亚告诉我们，
And Isaiah told us,
他说义的果效呢是平安，
that the fruit of righteousness will be peace.
这个果效呢，在原文的意思也可以说工作，义所做的工，最后的结果是平安。
And this fruit can also be translated in original language to be the result of work of righteousness.
义的效验呢是平稳。
That the effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence.
啊，这个效验呢，也就是它的一种影响啊。
And the effect speaks of its influence.
是平稳。
It is quietness.
就是说到是干安静，是一种的把握。
It is a quietness and confidence.
并且告诉我们这个效验是直到永远。
And it tells us that this effect is to an eternity.
所以基督徒啊，如果今天我们能够活出神的义，
And therefore Christians, if we can live out the righteousness of God today,
这是一个最有力的一种生活。
And that would be the most powerful living.
教会如果能彰显神的义，
If the church can manifest the righteousness of God,
这也是教会最强的一个见证。
And that would be the greatest witness of church.
我们都晓得在今天这个堕落的世界里面，
That we all know in this fallen world today,
是没有公义的。
There's no righteousness.
我们可以说我们是生活在一个完全错误的世界里面。
We can say that we're living in a world that is all full of falsehood.
所以先知以赛亚说，
Therefore prophet Isaiah told us,
人的自义啊，像污秽的衣服一样。
That our righteousness are but like ragged cloth.
使徒保罗的话更清楚。
And it is more clear in Paul saying,
在罗马书告诉我们说没有义人，连一个也没有。
In Romans Paul tells us there's none righteous.
所以我们晓得当人类堕落之后，
And so we know that after the fallen of man,
这个世界就失去了公义。
And this world had lost its righteousness.
我们看见今天人类活在地上一直充满了许多的混乱。
And today you see a lot of chaos in the world.
就因为失去了公义。
Because we have lost that righteousness.
没有义，
Without righteousness,
人类的社会就不安稳。
That society cannot be in a stable condition.
感谢神，
But we thank the Lord.
我们的神是公义的神。
Because our God is righteous.
他行事也是公义的。
That he does according to his righteous principles.
我们知道神把救恩给我们，
We know that God has given us his salvation.
这是很不容易的一件事情。
That is something that is not very easy.
所以当仇敌把罪带到人里面的时候，
So when sin was brought into mankind by Satan,
我们知道我们这个人被破坏了，
You know that we are being destroyed.
所以呢，在我们里面呢，就全然是被罪所充满。
That we're being corrupted and our entire body, our entire person is filled with sin.
我们知道撒旦做这件事情
You know that Satan has done so.
对神来讲是一个很大的一个挑战
It is a great challenge to God.
因为他知道神的本性是爱
Because he knew that the nature of God is love.
神的本性也是公义
Yet his nature is also righteous.
那么我们知道因为他爱的缘故
And because he loves.
他不可以放弃他所创造的人类
He cannot let go the man whom he had created.
但是呢现在呢人因为有了罪的缘故
But because sin has entered into man.
神的公义也不能接受这个罪。
And God's righteousness cannot accept that.
所以这里产生一个非常大的一个矛盾。
Therefore, there is a great conflict.
所以这等于是今天撒旦对于神一个非常严厉的一个挑战。
And therefore, that is a very great challenge and that Satan has toward God.
你爱你所造的人不能放弃。
You love this man whom you have created and you cannot forsake.
但是人成为罪人，你是公义的神，你又不能接受。
Yet being a righteous God, you cannot accept a sinful man.
你要怎么样解决这个问题呢？
So how do you solve that problem?
感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
我们的神是智慧的神。
Our God is a God of wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，他差遣他的儿子到地上来，道成肉身成为人。
So he sent his son to become a flesh and to become a man.
弟兄姊妹，他流血舍命。
That he bled and died.
那么他洗净我们所有的罪。
To cleanse all our sins.
他成就了一个公义的救恩。
He has accomplished a salvation of righteousness.
我们晓得今天我们的得救是神的恩典。
And we know that we are saved because of God's grace.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
但是呢我们要知道救恩乃是根据于神的义。
But we also need to know that salvation is based on the righteousness of God.
神不能做不义的事情。
God cannot do something that's unrighteous.
啊，神不像人。
Because he's not like us.
今天呢，我们人会讲情面。
And sometimes we
会讲感情，会看人的情面。
We will give favors.
那么有很多时候呢，我们看一看，因为我跟他很有感情，我们就说啊，算了算了啊。
And because we're close to certain people, so we just well let go of certain things.
神不能因为他的爱的缘故呢，他看我们犯罪，他说哦，算了算了，弟兄姊妹不能算。
But God can never do that because that He loved us. He can never let go.
因为神是公义的神。
Because He is a righteous God.
啊，举个简单的例子说明一下。
Let me give you a simple example.
比方今天有一个公义的法官。
That today there's a righteous judge.
那么他在那里坐在他的这个座位上在审判的时候。
That when he judged in his seat.
哎，忽然呢，这个警察带进来一个人。
And the policeman brought in a person.
啊，这个开车呢不守规矩，超速。
That he was speeding when he was driving.
啊，那么这个法官抬头一看，哎呦，是他的儿子。
So the judge looked down and looked on and says, "Wow, this is my son."
啊，他又很爱他的儿子。
And he loves his son.
那么做法官的人可不可以说，哎，没有关系，这是我的儿子，算了算了。
So can the judge let this person go just because he is his son?
他如果这样做，他是不义的法官，对不对？
If he has done so, then he's not a righteous judge.
哎，一个公义的法官呢，在他的审判上面的时候呢，那不管下面是儿子是女儿也好，他要按照法律来审判。
And a righteous judge would do so according to what is according to the law.
这个儿子一看见，哎呦，是爸爸做法官，那好了。
And when the son looked on to the judge and said, "Wow, this is my father."
哎，他说爸爸是我。
So dad, it's me.
啊，爸爸说是你，也要罚款。
And then, as a father, he would say, "Even though you're my son, still you need to be fined."
儿子说我没钱呢。
But the son says, "Well, I don't have any money."
好，没钱的话呢，判劳役或者要关禁几天。
Well, if you don't have money, then you can labor, do community service, or put in jail.
那个儿子就说，我是儿子，你怎么把我关起来呢？
So the son can say, "Well, I'm your father. How can you lock me up?"
好了，这个爸爸因为爱的缘故呢。
And so because of love.
他就说啊，那么。判你200块美金。
And so the father would say, "Perhaps I'll fine you $200."
啊，那么儿子说我没有钱。
But son says, "Well, I don't have money."
这个爸爸呢，就口袋里面掏出200块钱。
So the father might give him $200.
啊，我替你付这200块钱。
Well, I will pay the fine for you.
那么你就呢得释放。
Then you are freed.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
神今天救我们。
And God has saved us today.
是他的恩典
It is because of his grace
是他的慈爱
It is due to his love
但是也是他的公义
Yet it is also based on his righteousness.
所以你知道在圣经里面告诉我们的。
So it tells us in the Bible.
凡信耶稣的人就得永生。
That those who believe in Jesus shall have eternal life.
你要抓住神的话。
And you need to grab hold of God's word.
将来如果到了，我们假定这样说，到了天堂大门口了。
So let's just assume that we come to the gate of heaven.
你要进到这个天堂大，天使在那把门。
And as you enter into the gate of heaven, there's angels guarding by the door.
当然这个不一定是真，这是我的假设了。
It is just my assumption. It may not be true.
一个天使就说，哎，你不可以进去。
And perhaps the angel would say, well, you're not able to, you're not allowed to come in.
那么你怎么办呢？
So what do you do?
你看天使吓得不得了啊。
And you'll be so scared and frightened by this angel.
我这个是一个罪人，我满身都是罪，我不敢进去啊。
And you would say, well, I dare not go into this gate because I'm a sinner.
你不需要害怕。
You don't need to be afraid.
因为神的救恩是按照他的公义。
Because God's salvation is based on His righteousness.
既然神对我们说，相信他的儿子耶稣基督就得着永远的生命。
Since God has promised that once you believe in His Son Jesus Christ, you shall have eternal life.
那你就有资格进去。
Then you are qualified to go in.
所以不管这个天使或者怎样凶啊。
So it doesn't matter how fearsome this angel might be.
我已经相信耶稣基督了。
I would tell him that I have believed in Jesus.
我们还是根据神的公义。
That it is according to the righteousness of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Careful, brothers and sisters.
感谢我们的神。
We should thank our Lord.
他是公义的神。
That He is a righteous God.
那他也是慈爱的神。
And He's also a loving God.
那么他的救恩呢？弟兄姊妹们，是神，是他的恩典。
And brothers and sisters, His salvation is His grace.
但是也是根据他的公义。
And it is according to His righteousness.
所以只有一个合乎义的救恩才是稳固的，才是可靠的。
And therefore, only a salvation that's based on righteousness is stable and reliable.
弟兄姊妹们，
Friends and sisters,
耶稣基督到地上来，
that Jesus has come to this world,
他不仅是为我们流血舍命成功救赎，
not only that he has accomplished the salvation for us by bleeding and dying for us,
圣经也告诉我们，他在他的救恩里面把神的义显明出来。
And the scripture also tells us that in his salvation he has manifested the righteousness of God.
所以圣经称主耶稣基督为义者，那义者。
And therefore the Bible calls Jesus the righteous one.
他也是那位显出神的义的那一位。
And he was the one who revealed the righteousness of God.
我们可以说呢，有人类的历史以来啊。
And then from the beginning of history of mankind.
只有耶稣基督他是一个义人。
Only Jesus was the righteous one.
那你不是说在圣经里面呢，我们也看见有很多人被称作义人吗？
Well, you might ask, didn't we see a lot of righteous person in the Bible?
弟兄姊妹，那是根据他们所做的那件事情神称义的。
And brothers and sisters, according to a certain thing that they've done, that they were justified.
真正能被称为义人的只有我们主耶稣基督。
But only Jesus was the righteous one.
因为他在肉身中间的时候，他把神的义完全彰显出来。
Because he has revealed the righteousness of God in his flesh.
主曾经说，我与父原为一。
That the Lord has said, I am one with the Father.
那么他是神。
And he is God.
那么父是如何公义，他也照样是公义。
And he is righteous just as the Father is righteous.
感谢我们的主。
And we thank our Lord.
他在肉身中间把神的义彰显出来。
That in his flesh he has revealed the righteousness of God.
那是为着你，那是为着我。
It was done for you and for me.
我们记得主耶稣在30岁的时候啊。
You know that when Jesus was 30 years old.
他那时候要出来侍奉。
As he was about to begin his ministry.
第一件事情他就来到施洗的约翰那里。接受他的施洗。
The first thing he'd done was come to John the Baptist to be baptized.
所以施洗约翰说，哎呀，你怎么来接受我的施洗，我应该接受你的施洗。
So John the Baptist said, how can I baptize you? You should be the one who baptized me.
你记得主说了一句话吗？
Do you remember what Jesus said?
他说你容许我这样做，因为我们这样做是理当尽主般的义。
And he says, allow me to do that just like everybody else.
弟兄姊妹，这句话说明什么呢？
And what does that mean when he said that?
我们晓得受尽的意思就是钉十字架的意思。
And to be baptized is to be crucified with crucified.
他不活在自己的里面。
That he no longer lives within himself.
他在地上的日子。
That his life on this earth,
他不说自己的话,
he does not speak according to himself.
他不做自己的事,
he does not do work according to himself.
完全的与什么? 与神一致。
Everything was in one accord with God.
弟兄姊妹，其实这个就是真正受浸的意义啊。
And this is the true significance and meaning of baptism.
我们有好多的基督徒呢，以为说呢，这个受浸是个入教的仪式，这是很大的错误啊。
And some Christians would think that this is the way baptism is the way to get into Christianity. That's a great mistake.
不错，我们借着受浸，我们来见证我们的主耶稣基督为我们死。
True, we do witness that Jesus had died for us through our baptism.
他为我们活。
That he lived for us.
我们完全与他联合。
That we're completely united with him.
其实受浸的意思，还有就是你要从现在开始起，你要过彰显义的生活。
And but another meaning of baptism is that from this day forward, you shall manifest, you shall live a life that manifests righteousness.
受浸的意思就是与主同死同埋葬，就没有你了。
And to be baptized means to die and bury with Christ, and there's no longer you.
所以所有受浸的人都应当记得，我们不应该为自己活了。
So all who have baptized should remember that I no longer live for myself.
我们不应该说自己的话。
I do not speak according to myself.
我们不应该做自己的事。
I do not work according to myself.
这个在真理上面来讲是这样。
And this is true according to the truth.
但是事实上呢，我们说完浸之后，我们还是讲自己的话，做自己的事，对不对？
But oftentimes we do just the opposite. We do and say things according to ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，请你记得，这个叫做不义。
And brother and sister, please remember that is unrighteous.
主耶稣不是这样。
And Jesus was not like that.
主耶稣从水里上来之后呢？
That as he came out from the water.
我们看见他常常讲，父怎样说，我就怎样说。
He often said how what the Father said, I will say accordingly.
父叫我做，我就做。
And I will work according to what the Father has instructed.
弟兄姊妹，这个原则我们必须要牢牢的守住。
And brothers and sisters, that is a principle that we must live by.
所以难怪。在父神的跟前
And no wonder in the presence of the Father
只有主耶稣基督显出来是一个完全的人
Only Jesus has manifested to himself to be the perfect man
他与神完全的一致
Because he was in one accord with God
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore brothers and sisters
神也就用他的儿子
That God had such had used his son
做了一个审判的标准
To become a standard of his judgment
啊，使徒行传里面就告诉我们
In Acts
神设立那公义者审判
That God has established this righteous one to judge the world.
所以在神来看
that in God's perspective,
在这个世界里面
that in this world,
只有他的儿子是对的
only his son was right.
在他儿子之外都是不对的
apart from his son, there's no one who's right.
那因此呢，也只有出于他的才是标准的
and therefore, whatever is according to his son is right. It's the principle, it's the standard.
从前呢，我刚刚得救啊，做基督徒，我不明白这个道理。
And I didn't understand that principle when I first became a Christian.
等到有一天我明白这个道理的时候啊。
And when I one day finally I realized this principle.
哎呀，我一方面觉得很可怕。
And one hand I feel is so dreadful.
啊，什么可怕呢？
And why did I felt feel dreadful?
现在呢，我的一举一动、一言一行都是错的。
Because everything that I do and everything I say is wrong.
我说坏话固然错，说好话也是不对。
When I say something bad is wrong, but even when I say something right, it may be wrong as well.
因为在神的眼中来看，只有他的儿子是义的。
Because in the eyes of God and perspective of God, only His Son is righteous.
所以因此，基督徒的生活。
And therefore, the lives of Christians.
它不是根据我们人的行为和道德。
It is not according to the moral standard of man.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
只有神的儿子是我们的标准。
Only son, God's son Jesus Christ is our standard.
我想我们中国人呢是一个很讲道德的一个民族。
You know, we Chinese are very focused on moral standards.
我说讲道德的意思就是说不一定是行道德。
And you talk about it doesn't mean that you do so accordingly.
我们是很会讲道德的。
We can really talk about morality.
那么我们从小我们就有我们传统中国人道德观念。
We have our traditional Chinese morality.
当然西方人他们也有。
Of course, Western people also have it.
那么大部分西方人的观念还是根据圣经的。
And most of their concepts according to the Bible.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神的标准不是根据我们中国人道德观念，也不是根据圣经字句的道德观念。
But brothers and sisters, that God's standard is not according to our Chinese morality.
也不是圣经上字句的这个。
It is not also just according to the words, the letters that's recorded in the Bible.
神的那个道德的观念呢，是根据他的儿子。
But his moral standard is according to his son.
我觉得我们今天呢，在这个点上必须要有很清楚的认识。
And I really feel strongly that we have to have a clear understanding.
那么你才知道怎样过基督徒的生活呢。
You have to have a clear understanding on this, so you know how to live as a Christian.
否则，请你原谅我说，活来活去都是错的。
And otherwise, please forgive me saying that whatever you do will be wrong.
因为我们知道只有在主耶稣基督里面神所定的这个标准
and only the standard that God has established in his son Jesus Christ
那个才是真正的标准
it would be the true standard
必须是高过世界上所有一切人的道德的标准
and that standard is higher than any moral standard in this world
所以我们信了主之后
therefore after we believed in the Lord
我们的言行举动要以主耶稣基督做标准
and brothers and sisters whatever we say or do should have Jesus as our standard
这是圣经给我们看见很重要的一个思想
and because that is a very important concept the Bible has revealed to us.
我们读新约圣经的时候
when you read the New Testament,
我们看见过天上的父神呢曾经亲自出来说过话
you see that our Father in heaven had spoken personally,
但这些话并不多
but it was very rare that he does so.
我觉得在变化山上那一次这个神说话那是一句非常重要的话
and what he said on the Mount of Transfiguration was very important
也可以说是圣经中新约圣经中最重要的一个吩咐
and you can say that this is the most important command in the New Testament
你们记得彼得雅各约翰跟主一同上了变化山上
because Peter, John and James went with Jesus to the
Mount of Transfiguration 那后来呢有摩西有以利亚出现
and then Moses and Isaiah
啊，这个彼得非常兴奋
Elijah appeared and Peter was very excited.
啊，他说主啊，我们在这里搭三座棚啊，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
So Peter said, "Let us build three tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah."
神一看不对，马上用云彩遮住。
And so and God covered them with clouds.
因为在神的工作里面只有一个标准，没有三个标准。
Because in God's word, there's only one standard and not three.
摩西不能当标准，以利亚也不能当标准。
And Moses was not the standard, Elijah was not the standard.
所以他们那个举目一看，只见耶稣一人，不见其他人。
Then therefore, when they looked up again, they only saw Jesus and no one else.
神就开始说话。
And God began to speak.
他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”你们要听他。
He says, "This is my son, whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
这是全本圣经里面最重要的一个吩咐。
And this is the most important command in the entire Bible.
我们的生活、我们的侍奉、我们的敬拜，都要根据于听他。
That our lives, our worships, and our service should be according to him.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
你没有办法想象。神是多么的爱他的儿子。
You cannot begin to fathom how God loves his son.
你也没有办法想象耶稣基督是如何的顺服父神。
And nor can you begin to imagine how submissive was Jesus.
所以神是义。
Therefore, God is righteous.
神让他的儿子显明这个义。
That God has allowed His Son to reveal that righteousness.
他就成为所有一切生活侍奉的标准。
And He became the sole standard for living and for service.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在地上的生活。
And brothers and sisters, the lives we're living today.
认真的来讲，你就是要听他的。
And seriously speaking, you need to listen to him.
啊，你听他，你就知道怎么样过属灵生活。
If you listen to him, you know how to live a spiritual life.
你听他，你就知道怎么样的侍奉。
And if you listen to him, you know how to serve.
你听他，你就知道怎么样为人。
And if you listen to him, you know how to be a man.
如果你听他，你就知道怎样面对撒旦。
And you will know how to face the enemy.
你听他，你就知道怎样面对世界。
If you listen to him, you know how to face the world.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
在这个不义的世界里面。
That in this world of unrighteousness.
不义的人群的里面，现在耶稣基督把神的义带到这个地上来。
In this unrighteous crowd, God has brought righteousness to this world.
他不仅把义带到地上
，Not only he brought righteousness to the world,
他也把救恩做成
，And he has accomplished the salvation.
使我们这些凡相信耶稣基督的人都被称义
，And that all those who believe in Christ will be justified.
啊，所以我们今天是因信称义，对吧
？Therefore, we are justified by faith.
信什么呢？信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And what do we believe? We believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
神不仅借他的儿子把公义显出来
Not only God had let his son reveal his righteousness,
神要把这个义带到我们的里面
That he wants to bring and accomplish that righteousness within us.
因此他要求我们基督徒作为一个行义的人
And therefore he wants us to be one who does what is right.
我们实在感觉啊，这个行义的生活是很不容易的。
You know that a life of righteousness is very difficult.
啊， 假设你不依靠主啊，你行义是很困难的。
If you do not depend on the Lord solely, it would be hard for you to do what is right.
另外一面来讲的话呢
，And on the other hand,
如果你听从主的话呢
，If you listen and submit to Him,
行义的生活也变得很容易。
And it would be easy to live a life of righteousness.
所以，我们基督徒啊。弟兄姊妹，今天能够来到神的跟前。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we as Christians that we can come before God today.
我们能够坦然无惧的来见神。
We can come before the presence of the Lord in such boldness.
弟兄姊妹，跟这个义有非常大的关系。
Brothers and sisters, has a big thing to do with the righteousness.
行义的生活叫我们能够坦然的见神。
Because a life of righteousness can bring us to the presence of God in boldness.
所以以赛亚告诉我们呢。
Therefore, Isaiah tells us.
神把他儿子的义给我们穿上做袍子，像袍子。
God had put on us the righteousness of His Son just like a garment.
我们也戴上这个义，是要做盔甲。
And we would also wear this righteousness like an armor.
保罗在以弗所书告诉我们，以弗所书第六章告诉我们，要有公义的护心镜呢，戴上啊。
And it's the righteousness of shield, the shield of righteousness.
我们知道一个人只有在行义的生活里面，他才是刚强有力的生活。
That only when you live and do what is right, then it's a powerful and strong life.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
啊，我们在地上要用我们的生活来见证神。
That we need to witness God with our lives.
如果我们不能跟神一致
，If we cannot be one accord with God，
我们不能行合理的事
，We cannot do what is reasonable.
我们不能把主的生命从我们身上彰显出来
，And if we cannot reveal and manifest God's life，
我们就没有办法为主来做见证
，Then we cannot witness for Him.
所以在这个行义的生活里面是包括我们生活的全部的。
And therefore, the life of righteousness encompasses our every aspect of our lives.
我行义的生活，第一个告诉我们说呢，不要说主不让我们说的话。
And to live a life of a righteous living, you do not say things that the Lord does not permit you.
这个在言语上面要行义。
That you need to be righteous in your speech.
弟兄姊妹，这是不容易的一件事情。
And brothers and sisters, that is something that's not easy.
啊。不光是你说不好听的话啊，说不准确的话，那个是错的。
And when you say something that's inaccurate or it's not edifying, it is wrong.
甚至弟兄姊妹，有的时候说好话也不一定对的。
But sometimes even were you to say something right, it may be wrong as well.
所以在言语上能够把主所要的光景表现出来。
And therefore, in order to manifest through our speech the life that God desires.
有时候对我们来讲是不太容易。
And sometimes it is not easy to us.
我一直在思想，能不能有一个什么很好的例子来说明它。
And I've meditated and considered a good example for this one.
我一直好像从圣经里我很难找到。
It was hard for me to find such example from the Bible.
所以请你们原谅我在讲我自己的家里的故事好了。
So please forgive me for sharing some example from my
family. 为了帮助比较年轻的弟兄姊妹能懂得这个行义的生活啊，在言语上面。
I want to help brother and sister, the younger brother and sister, to how to live a life of righteousness in your speech.
那我们刚刚结婚的时候啊。
When I first got married,
我开头的一个印象，我想，见得他很会煮菜。
My first impression that was my wife is very good cook.
因为我的岳母是非常会煮菜的。
Because my mother-in-law was a great cook.
啊，我就想说，哎呀，这下好了，这下子，这个以后都有好菜吃。
And so I thought, wow, this will be wonderful. I will enjoy great dishes thereafter.
哪里晓得我们刚刚结婚的时候啊。他说他不会煮菜。
But before I knew it, she told me that I don't know how to cook.
所以有的时候啊，那个饭煮出来一点生啊，那个鱼啊都烤焦了。
And sometimes the fish would be burned, the rice is not fully cooked.
所以这个饭菜放上来的时候啊。
And so when the dishes is presented before me.
啊，我就说这个不好吃。
And I said, well, this doesn't taste good.
他常常讲，你为什么不说点好话呢
？And my wife would say, how come you don't say something encouraging?
你总是这么严厉干嘛呢
？Why are you so serious？
哎，我说我很真呐、
啊。But I told her I was just being true.
好吃就是好吃，不好吃就是不好吃、啊。
If it's tasty, I would say it's tasty. If it's not, it's not.
啊，但弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and
sisters， 当我说这个不好吃的时候呢
？When I say it is not tasty，
这个什么是根据我自己
？It is according to myself.
啊，其实呢，我后来我想，我这样说好像是很真，但是也是错的。
And it seems like what I said was true, but then it was wrong.
这个错呢，就是不义。
And so that wrongness is unrighteousness.
其实呢，我应该有点忍耐，对不对？
And I should have a little bit more endurance.
她现在菜烧得非常好吃。
And now she's a great cook.
你看我这个样子就是见证的。
You look at my body, it's a testimony to her cook.
但是刚刚结婚的时候呢，还没那么好啊。
But then when we first got married, she wasn't that good.
其实我后来想，我说这个话的时候呢，是根据我自己的一个直觉的反应，我没有怎么样呢？没有活在主里面。
And now as I think back about this incident, I really felt that I wasn't living the Lord. I was just saying things according to myself, my instincts.
但我如果活在主里面的话呢？
And if I had lived in the Lord,
我有个情况，可能我不说，对吧？
Perhaps I would not mention such things.
我就这么吃了，我不说啊。
I would just eat it.
对吧？我也不要说，哎呀，明明不好吃，哎呀，好好吃，这个也是不义啊。
And nor do I need to flatter if it didn't taste good. That's not righteous either.
弟兄姊妹们，你看见这生活中间呢，我们这个言语上面要能表达出义，有时候不大容易啊。
So, brothers and sisters, you see that sometimes it is difficult to manifest righteousness through our speech.
所以我们要看见耶稣基督是我们的标准。
And therefore, we need to see that Jesus is our standard.
所以你要过一个行义的生活。
And if you want to live a life of righteousness,
在言语上表达神的义。
And you want to manifest that through your speech.
你必须要跟随主，跟随的紧一点。
You need to follow the Lord very closely.
主叫你说，你就说。
If the Lord tells you to say it, you say it.
主不叫你说，你就不说。
If He didn't tell you to say it, then don't.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我们大多数基督徒，包括我在内，都是失败者。
But most of us, including me, are failures.
但是不管怎样失败，我们还是要学啊。
No matter how we have failed, we need to learn.
因为只有行义的生活呢，能够见证神。
Because only a life of righteousness can witness for God.
那么另外生活的第二方面。
And secondly, in our lives.
这个不该拿的东西不要拿。
And whatever you should not take, you do not do so.
应当给出去的东西要给。
And you need to give what you ought to give.
这是基督徒行义的生活。
And that is a life of righteousness for Christians.
那么我们怎么样来执行这样的一个生活呢？
So how do you execute such life?
弟兄姊妹，我们也要听主的。
We need to listen to the Lord.
的确，在很多事情上，如果你祷告
，You know that in many matters, if you prayed,
那个不应该是你拿的。
And you know that particular things you have not, you should not have taken it.
我曾经讲过一个侍奉主的人的见证。
And once I shared about a person who serves the Lord.
有一次，有一个人奉献5000块给他。
And there's a person who offered to him a $5,000.
这是好多年以前的事情啊。
That was many, many years ago.
这5000美金是相当大的一个数字。
So $5,000 at that time is a great number.
那么，当他拿到这个钱的时候呢？
When he received that offering,
他祷告一下。
He prayed a little.
他感觉呢，他不应该接受这笔钱。
And he felt in his spirit that he should not have taken that offering.
所以他就把这个钱怎么样退还给那个。
So he returned that offering to the person.
弟兄姊妹们，如果是我们这个根本不这个好好跟随主人，一拿到5000块钱，感谢赞美主啊，5000块来了的。
And if we who does not follow the Lord closely, when we receive such a great offering, we will say, "Wow, thank Lord."
弟兄姊妹，我们的弟兄他是一个要行义的人。
But our brother was one who wanted to do what is right.
所以他觉得这个不应该是他拿的。
So when he felt that this, he does not deserve to take this.
所以你知道在许多事情上面，我们要拿该拿的，不拿不该拿的不太容易。
You know, sometimes it is really not easy to take what should belong to you and what is not that you deserve.
那么呢，第三个情形。
And third aspect of our lives.
就是不做不该做的事情。
Do not do what is something that you should not do.
要做该做的事情。
And do what you should do.
所以我们今天呢，在教会的侍奉上也是一样。
And it is so in our services in the church.
我们不管这个事情是好是坏啊。
It doesn't matter the things.
当然主不会叫我们做坏事。
Of course, God didn't want us to do something that is
bad. 但是有的时候这些好事情啊，主没叫你做，你也不应该做。
But sometimes even something that's considered good, if the Lord didn't
command you to do. 我们要坚守这个原则。
If the Lord didn't tell you to do that, don't do that.
那么你说啊，有好事我们为什么不做呢？
Now you would feel that, well, this is a good thing to do. How come we don't do it?
这是你的眼光。
That is your perspective.
如果主不叫你做，
if the Lord did not tell you to do it,
定规下面有很重要的一些的意义 在里面。
It must have a big meaning or a purpose.
因为主的眼光比你长远。
Because God's perspective are greater than yours.
你看保罗出去做工作就是这样。
You know, that was the story with Paul.
到了一个地方，我想往北边去，圣灵禁止了。
And he said, I was going to go to the north.
要往南边去，耶稣的灵不许了。
If I go north and south, the Spirit did not allow him.
按照保罗做工来讲，那是很好的机会。
And according to his ministry, that was a great opportunity.
弟兄姊妹们在侍奉上面要行义。
That brother and sister, we need to do what is right in services.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
That is something very important.
哎呀，我这些年在主跟前呢，我实在感觉不容易。
And these years, I really felt it's so difficult before the Lord.
有时候我们看见事情，哎呀，我们心里很动，我们心想，但是主没有量给你，你就不应该做。
And sometimes my heart is moved to do certain things, but the Lord did not measure that to me, so I cannot do it.
你只能做主所要你做的事，弟兄姊妹们，那个叫做行义。
And if you only do what God has commanded you to do, then you are doing what's right.
啊，比方说，我举个例子说。
Well, let me give you an example.
过去二十年。
In the past 20 years.
好多弟兄姊妹们劝我啊，去大陆，要去大陆啊。
Many brothers and sisters had come to me and said, "Go to China, go to China."
哎，我也觉得是很好的机会啊。
And I felt that was a good opportunity.
那么到了中国去之后呢，你可以有点点的服侍。
And if you go to China, you can serve there.
但是我无论多少次的祷告，祷告来，祷告去，这个里面就是不动。
But there were so many times I prayed before the Lord, there's just not, the Holy Spirit did not move me.
我觉得不是因为看见工作的需要，乃是顺服里面的主。
So I did not look at the need of the ministry, but I submit to the Lord that is within me.
啊，当然这个并不是说我就永远都不去了啊。
But it doesn't mean that I would not go.
也许过了一阵子，主说你去啊，那么我就去了。
Perhaps a time later, the Lord says go, then I will go.
我们不是说大家都去，我们就去啊。
It is not that we go with a crowd when everybody does go.
在侍奉上面要行义。
Therefore, you need to be righteous in your service.
这个才能讨主的喜悦。
Then you will be pleasing to God.
啊。当然我这样说并不是我很得胜，我失败很多啊。
I'm not saying that I'm an overcomer because I failed many times.
所以弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
在基督徒行义的生活上面
that in the life of righteousness of the Christians,
如果不顺服主是很困难的。
It is very difficult if you do not obey the Lord.
如果顺服主呢反而变得容易。
But such life will be easy if you submit to the Lord.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第五章里面告诉我们呢。
And therefore, in Matthew chapter 5, the Lord says,
他鼓励神的百姓们要饥渴慕义。
That you will be hungry and thirsty for righteousness.
因为在我们基督徒属灵的生活里面，我们要饥渴慕义。
That we need to be hunger and thirst for righteousness.
这是我们在属灵生活中间一个非常重要的一个追求。
Because that is a very important pursuit in our spiritual lives.
那么主的话也告诉我们说，那为义受逼迫的人有福了。
And the Lord also tells us that blessed is the man who is persecuted for righteousness.
所以你就知道行义的生活是要受逼迫的。
So you know that to live a life of righteousness, there is persecution.
是有困难的。
There is difficulty.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们看见使徒保罗的经历就是这样。
And we see that was Paul's experience.
他在世的日子侍奉主，弟兄姊妹们，他是竭力追求公义啊。
That he pursued after righteousness as he served in this world.
那么我们知道，当他被捕要这个送到这个罗马去的时候
，You know that when Paul was captured and was sent to Rome,
在该撒利亚那个地方呢。对着那个罗马的巡抚菲斯都啊，他有讲论。
And he was 在Caesarea.
那么他讲什么呢
？And what did he say?
他讲公义。
He talked about righteousness, about self-control,
讲审判
about judgment.
讲到那个菲斯都大人都发抖啊。
And to a point that the governor was shaken.
哇，你看这保罗实在是一个活在义的里面，也是行义的一个人。
So you know that Paul was one who lived in righteousness and does what is right.
当然我们读保罗的一生的故事，我们发现有很多时候他也犯错。
You know, well, as we read his stories, there are many times he did fail as well.
他曾经在外邦人跟前哈，严厉的指责彼得。
And he scolded Peter very severely before the Gentiles.
但是最后一次他回耶路撒冷去，他自己也失败。
But last time when he returned to Jerusalem, he himself had failed as well.
幸好神的手呢，那么保护他。
And thank God, God's hand preserved him.
所以呢，他后来呢，他惊醒起来了。
And then he was awakened.
感谢主，从那个时候开始起，保罗就再也不违背神的意。
And from that day on, God was never against God's righteousness.
所以到最后，他写提摩太后书的时候。
So finally, when he wrote Second Timothy,
他说现在有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Now there's a crown of righteousness preserved for me.
啊，保罗没有说呢，有荣耀的冠冕为我存留。
He did not say a crown of a glory that was preserved for me.
保罗也没有说有喜乐的冠冕为我存留。
Nor did he mention that there is a crown of joy preserved.
保罗特别说有公义的冠冕为我存留。
But he specifically mentioned there is a crown of righteousness preserved for me.
所以你知道保罗到最后要为主殉道，心里多么快乐。
So you know that how joyful he was when he was about to be martyred.For God.
啊，我们上次告诉过大家，在罗马那个罗马的兵丁呢，把保罗的头斩下来了。
And we told you last time that a Roman soldier had beheaded Paul.
那个是一个很残忍的一件事情。
You know that was a very cruel punishment.
啊，我看那幅图画的时候，我看那个保罗把那个头啊放在那个石柱子上面。
And when I saw that casting the picture and seeing Paul's head being laid to the stone,
非常的安详。
And he was very peaceful.
就是有公义的冠冕为他存留。
Because he knew that there was a crown of righteousness preserved for him.
死了，但是他心里面非常的平安。
And when he was facing death, his heart was full of peace.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
保罗知道最后这一段的时间。
And Paul knew that in the in his last days, he did not go against God.He was one accord with God. Therefore, the crown that he was about to receive is called the crown of righteousness. You know that in the history of church, there is a group of saints, and these people who really focus on the righteousness of God. And what were these group of people? It is the Protestants.
Puritans. 啊，那么他们从这个英国呢，后来跑到美国来。
And they were the group of people who came to America from England.
我们晓得美国的立国的精神就是清教徒的精神。
And that was the principle by which the nation was established.
因为清教徒把神的公义带到这块土地上。
It was the spirit of Puritans who had brought the righteousness of God to the land.
所以美国在200年之内就成为世界第一强国。
So within 200 years, America has become the greatest nation in the entire world.
圣经的话也说，邦国因公义而得稳固啊。
And that the Bible also said that the nation is established by the righteousness.
但是很可惜啊。
But unfortunately,
我们看见现在在美国这个公义逐渐开始消失。
You see that righteousness began to disappear in this country.
啊，幸好还有一些的爱主的弟兄姊妹、基督徒在这里维系这个啊。
But fortunately, it is still preserved by a group of people who Christians who really
love the Lord. 这是当初清教徒把这个公义带到这个美国来的。
It was those Puritans who brought the righteousness to this land.
所以清教徒传福音啊。
So when the Puritans preached the gospel,
跟我们平常传福音不大一样。
And they preached in a different way than us.
我们多半的传福音是根据从恩典、从爱的方面来讲的。
We often preach the gospel from the perspective of God's love and God's mercy.
清教徒传福音呢，他们是根据公义来传的。
But Puritans would preach from the perspective of righteousness.
所以你如果听一个清教徒的传道人讲道，你听那个福音都是叫你战惊恐惧的。
So you would be greatly shaken if you listen to a preaching of a Puritan.
啊，在十八世纪。
In 18th century.
那么在 New England 地区啊，主兴起的一个神的仆人。
And there is a servant that was raised up by God in New England.
就是 Jonathan Edwards.
It was Jonathan Edwards.
啊，那么这个弟兄是清教徒的后代。
That he was a descendant of the Puritans.
啊，他传福音的时候就根据公义。
And he was preaching according to the righteousness of God.
他也是常常传福音，他说啊，你知道吗？神就手中抓着这个罪人。
And so he said, the sinners in the hands of an angry God.
这个罪人呢，他就说放在这个地狱的火的上面。
That these sinners are being held above the hell.
如果他你不能接受耶稣基督的话，他手一松就掉下去了。
And if you do not accept Jesus, when the hands of God let go, you fall into hell.
他讲的不像我这么轻松。
Of course, he did not say it so lightly, like I said.
你知道他传这个信息的时候啊
，You know when Jonathan Edwards preached the gospel,
传到一个地步啊
，to a per point,
那个底下的听众啊
，and the audience
会抱着那个椅子的柱子的
，and they would just hold on to the pillars or the chairs.
好像那个地狱就在底下啊
，and it appeared to them that the hell was just right underneath them.
还有的人呢，听了之后呢。 吓得不得了，跑过去拉他的袍子，是吧？
And some people will be so scared that they would run to him and hold on to his garment.
就是神不是蛮有怜悯的吗？神不是蛮有怜悯的吗？
Well, isn't God full of mercy?
你看清教徒传福音是这样传的。
You know that's the way that Puritan preached.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天你来到美国这个世界，你能感觉到这里还有一点的正义，还有一点的公平。这是清教徒带进来的。
So as you come to the States, you can still sense a little bit of righteousness and justice that is being brought by the Puritans.
所以早期的美国的教会的光景是非常兴旺，那个见证是非常有力量的。
So the witness was very strong given by the early church in America.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，
and therefore today, brothers and sisters,
如果基督徒生活中失去了这个行义的力量，
If we have lost the strength to do what is right,
教会不再行公义，
and church no longer do what is right,
就完全没有力量为主做见证，
then we have lost the strength to witness for the Lord.
所以我们感谢神，
so we thank the Lord.
我们是不义的人，
we are unrighteous.
但是神借他的儿子把义带到我们的里面，
yet God had brought his righteousness to us through his son.
所以基督徒要学会听主的话，
therefore Christians need to learn how to listen to the Lord.
要跟得紧，
And to follow very closely.
啊，我们相互之间，我们大家来勉励。
And we will encourage one another.
要有行义的生活。
And to have a life of righteousness.
这样教会才有真正的美好的一个见证。
And then the church will have a true good testimony.
使徒彼得告诉我们。
And Peter tells us.
将来我们所要去的新天新地。
That the new heaven and earth which we're about to go.
在彼得后书三章十三节里面告诉我们。
In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 13 tells us.
这个新天新地里面有义居在其中。
That there is a righteousness in that new heaven and earth.
所以将来的这个世界不会再毁坏。
And therefore, that new heaven and earth will not be destroyed anymore.
为什么呢？里面所充满的都是义。
Because in it dwells righteousness.
这个世界为什么会毁坏？
And why is this present world will be destroyed?
因为太多的不义。
Because it's filled with unrighteousness.
所以有一天，这个旧的天地，圣经讲说，神要把它卷起来，要把它撤除掉。
And therefore, the Lord said that this old heaven and earth shall be rolled up like a garment. And
只有公义能够维系这个新天新地。
Only righteousness can maintain, can sustain.Established the new heaven and earth.
今天在教会中，
yeah, that in church,
只有有公义，
only righteousness,
百姓行义，
and the people does what is right,
我们才可能有新天新地的那刚强的见证。
And then we will have a witness like that of the new heaven and earth.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
神是公义的。
God is a righteous God.
耶稣基督是显公义的。
That Jesus was the one who revealed that righteousness.
我们基督徒呢是行义的。
And we as Christians are the one who does what is right.
所以在基督徒的生活里面，
And therefore in the lives of Christians,
这个公义的生活，
And the life of righteousness,
是非常重要的一个生活。
It is a very important aspect in our lives.
只有我们活在基督的义里面，
And only when we abide in the righteousness of God,
我们披着主的义袍，
When we put on the righteous garment of Jesus,
叫我们能够坦然无惧的来见主，
then we can come before the Father in boldness.
也叫我们能够刚强地生活在这个世界中。
That we can live with strength in this world.
所以主回来的日子之先，
and before the Lord returns,
愿教会呢，真的能够在主的救恩中间遵行神的义。
And may the church does the righteousness of God according to His grace.
所以约翰晚年的时候啊，
and when John in his old age,
特别告诉我们，
he has
reminded us.
He said, do not be mistaken that to do what is right is a righteous one.
说今天你不仅拥有基督耶稣作为你的义，
therefore, it means that not only having Jesus as your righteousness,
你要把这个义行出来。
You need to execute, you need to do that righteousness.
愿我们的一言一行一举一动都能根据主。
That every action, every speech that we do is according to God.
把荣耀归给他。
And to give glory to Him.
我们有一首诗歌啊。
There's a hymn.
我今天早晨因为就是我主耶稣是我的义，那不晓得弟兄姊妹们有没有啊？二十八首是吧？啊，感谢主！啊，我们的姊妹真的是反应快啊，这是好，都记住了。
We thank our sister for remembering.
诗歌二十八首，好不好
？Hymn number 28.
来，我们一起来唱一下这首诗歌。
Let's sing it together.
那我们请大家起立来唱。
Shall we all stand?
唱完之后呢，我们一同在主的跟前把敬拜归给他。
And after we finish, we give God our worship.
我们也求主今天早晨用他的血重新是洁净我们。
And we ask the Lord to cleanse us one more time this morning with His blood.
洗净我们所有一切的不义。
To cleanse all our unrighteousness.
也给我们力量。
And also to strengthen us.
给我们心愿。
And a desire.
能够。来有行义的生活。
And to have a life, to live a life of righteousness.
我们请给我弹一句啊。主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our heart is so full of thanksgiving to you.
因为你到世上来。
Because you have came to this world.
你把神的义显明出来。
You have revealed the righteousness of God to us.
所以你使你自己所成功的救赎永远坚定。
And therefore the salvation which you have accomplished is forever stable.
你也使我们这些在你里面蒙恩得救的人。
And those who have received that grace and salvation in you
能够因信称义
will be justified by your faith, by
因为义的缘故
and because of righteousness
所以我们可以坦然无惧地活在神的跟前
we can live before the presence of God with boldness
这是何等的恩典
and what a grace that is
我们要满心地感谢你
our hearts will thank you
主啊我们求你不仅叫我们接受你做我们的生命
Lord we ask that you not help us not just receive you as our life
让你那公义的生命进到我们的里面
that your righteousness would come into our lives
主啊让我们在地上成为一般行义的人
that we would be a group of people who does what is right in this world
我们看见今天地上教会光景的软弱
and we see the weakness in church nowadays
因为不能行义
because it's not able to do what is right
我们看见这世界上许多败坏的事物许多罪恶也进到神的百姓当中
we see a lot of corruptness and the sin of this world have entered into your people.
我们知道如果我们过着不义的生活
and we know that if we live a life of unrighteousness,
我们就没有办法荣耀你的名
we will not be able to glorify your name.
我们求你用血洁净我们
Father, cleanse us with your blood.
今天早晨重新一次鼓舞我们的心
that once again encourage our hearts this morning.
让我们有一颗心志
That we will have a desire
愿意听主的话
to listen to you.
愿让主在我们里面真实的做主
Allow you to be the Lord of our lives.
好叫我们能有行义的生活
That we can live a life of righteousness.
荣耀我们的神
To glorify our God.
主啊在这个败坏的世界中
Lord, in this corruptible world.
愿你用公义坚固你自己的教会
May you establish your church with your righteousness.
用正直公平建立你自己的国度
And establish your kingdom with justice and uprightness.
我们是你的百姓
And we are your people
我们是你荣耀寄托的百姓
And we are your glorious people
主啊求你对我们的心说话
And Lord speak to our hearts
早晨我们把一切的敬拜感谢都归给你
This morning we'll give you all our worship and our thanksgiving
求你垂听我们的祷告
Answer our prayers Lord
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In the name of Jesus I pray
Amen,
Amen.
请坐